Today, for October 3rd, we have Strange Matter Volume 6, Bad Circuits, by Johnny Ray Barnes Jr. 3 days in and we're already on our first deviation from the main Goosebumps series with this, Strange Matter Volume 6. You might be asking, Pete, there are plenty of Goosebumps to keep you busy this month, why go off into a lesser series? The answer isn't too complicated. I walk to the Ark once a week during my lunch break at work and I look at the books. And on one of these trips, I thought, you know, I bet some of these Goosebumps knockoffs have some weird and hilarious stuff in them. I bought one, this one, because it was there and the cover was a little funny. I didn't read the description or anything, I just went for it. Let me describe the cover to you. It's basically an extremely cheap-looking drawing of a dude with a hole in his head, revealing that he's a robot underneath. Very Terminator for Kids with a Z. It does give you an appreciation for Goosebumps' cover game, which was very strong. Bad Circuits' cover doesn't even have a background, just a gradient slapped in there and the word Strange Matter across the top. Matter is half filled with green slime because, hey, this was the mid-90s. Everything for kids was drenched in slime, even if the book was about robots and had no supernatural elements, and even if slime would actually be to our hero's benefit in this book. If Terminator had to fight Slimer from Ghostbusters, I feel they'd be pretty evenly matched. One seems mostly harmless, but also couldn't be harmed. The other is probably not capable of feeling annoyance and will just continue to try different stuff, so we're in one of the strangest standoffs of all time. In Bad Circuits, we've got an AI gone awry, which is kind of a pun or a rhyme depending on how incorrectly you're willing to pronounce awry, in which, in my case, I'm willing to do it very wrong. A kid's science project, a mechanical brain designed by his dad, who's maybe dead? I think dead? Shot by hunters in the woods, or killed by an evil wizard, or I don't know, take your pick, he's gone. Goes horribly wrong because the brain does not want to ever be turned off, so it decides the best way to not be turned off, even for brief periods, is to kill all humans. This happens in a lot of robot stories, and it's weird, right? Like, if we discovered God was real, would our first thought be, we must kill him? No, of course it wouldn't, because it'd be that we must kill her, you misogynistic swine. The funniest part of Bad Circuits is that our main boy, Daniel, has a rival, Frank Dunk. Just saying the name gets me all agitated, fucking Frank Dunk. The author didn't manage a perfect book, but he did create the perfect name for a dickhead rival character. Frank Dunk, in addition to having one of the names that demands putting down both the first and last name, has won the science fair several years in a row. This mechanical brain is our hero Brian's big shot to take the crown away from the goddamn living, breathing pile of shit that is Frank Dunk. Frank Dunk's science project this year is a fear bomb. Yes, a bomb that will make people so terrified that they cannot do anything. In what's perhaps the ultimate version of, why, I never considered this wonderful invention being used for evil, Frank Dunk presents his fear bomb as a home safety device. The idea is that you'd set it up as part of a burglar alarm, and if someone tries to burgle your house, the fear bomb will go off, terrifying the burglar into incapacitation and protecting the home and its inhabitants. Which I'm torn on. On one hand, I suppose if people had fear bombs instead of guns, we might live in an overall safer world. Instead of mass shootings, we'd have mass terrorization events, but at least people would most likely walk away. Sure, traumatized for life, but it's not like shootings are trauma-free events. On the other hand, I would think a terrorized burglar might be inclined to do worse things than a calm, collected burglar. The cops show up, the burglar's terrified, and he's used your innards to paint a protective circle against demons on the floor. Not a great outcome. Anyway, so we've got our science fair with an AI designed by a grade schooler before the internet was really even functional, and we've got a fear bomb. Both projects well exceed the bar for a school science fair while also being almost immediately turned to evil purposes when the AI, now inhabiting a mannequin's body, for which he's created joints and so on, basically a Terminator underneath, steals the fear bomb. Who could have seen this turn of events, that these two things would turn sour? Anyway, the rest of the book is unimportant. I think the real question of this book is, do you give the science fair first prize to evil robot or fear bomb? Because despite the fact that these inventions are not being used for good and probably never could have been, they are still super impressive designs, especially for grade schoolers. And even though my life would have been imperiled by both items if I was a judge, I'd still have to give it to one of these kids for sure. It's the kind of thing that would result in weird rules for future science fairs, like no artificial intelligences that have corporeal bodies as well. The kind of rules that make you go, wow, somebody did something super fucked up in this science fair. I think a lot of us would pick Evil Robot as the winner on first blush, but I encourage you to dig deeper. Okay, an evil robot is badass, but is there anything about it we don't really understand at this point? In other words, a group of unscrupulous scientists with a lot of money could probably present us an evil robot in like a week. Boston Dynamics just needs to add red glowing eyes and a chrome skull to have me shitting myself on the regular. It's still pretty impressive from a grade schooler, but it doesn't represent a whole new perspective on the human mind, you know what I mean? But a fear bomb? Does anyone even know how to make that? That's serious neuroscience mixed with the engineering of a delivery vector. It's downright incredible. It's comic book science, literally. Because once we have Fear Bomb, we're only one very small step away from having the Scarecrow tormenting the city. And once we have the Scarecrow, we're one step away from having the Batman, and from answering the question of whether Batman is stopping crime or accidentally encouraging it just by existing. If the chicken comes before the egg, the Scarecrow before the Batman, then boom, problem solved, and we never again have to read another comic book about whether Batman is causing supervillains, which some asshole thinks is a very novel idea every 10 years or so. For demolishing a Batman storyline that I've read many times and never need to read again, I award Frank Dunk first prize in the science fair, even though I kind of hate him and his stupid name.
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.